Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, as always, Daniel Bergman. You are listening to the one and only Power Hour radio show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two great websites. A fantastic broadcast today. This is we had a little bit of a scheduling conflict, so this is pre-recorded and we're going to play it. This is I would say probably the most important interview in the month or two before the election that I heard. I go through a lot of media. I go through a lot of especially articles. I get a lot sent to me. I get ad nauseum things sent to me. My good friend Dave Janda sent me an interview he did with General McInerney. The most important interview that I heard, period, in the 2 weeks leading up to the election was his interview that he did with General McInerney, a cyber warfare expert. He started off as a flyboy and even in Vietnam running missions, what have you. He is a lieutenant general. He's served under presidents. He's intimately aware and conscious of so many things. He's done many interviews across national radio, what have you. We are honored to have him. General McInerney, welcome to the Power Hour.
Daniel, thanks very much for having me. Absolutely honored.
Yes. You're new to the Power Hour. Audience likes to get to know people a little bit. Just, you know, not your whole life story, but just Reader's Digest version. Tell us a little bit about how you got in the military and retired and up to now.
Well, I graduated from West Point, went into the Army for about 6 months, realized that I was jumping out of the rear of an airplane and those chaps flying it were landing and they were going to the club. And I was living in a pup tent if I was lucky. So I got an inter-service transfer, became a career fighter pilot, participated in the Berlin crisis, then the Cuban Missile Crisis, flying right off the island of Cuba, and then my first tour in Vietnam of four, was 63, 64, as a forward air controller, the first group that went over and permanently assigned there with an Arvin division. And I came back, was in the first F-4 wing, did a lot of the testing, early testing, went to Nellis Air Force Base, the home of the fighter pilot, and was a career fighter pilot, dishing air attaché in London. And a bigger stuff was ended up as the number three man in the Air Force, called the Assistant Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force. That's the number three man in the headquarters. But was Vice Commander Chief of U.S. Air Forces in Europe and Commander of Alaska, Alaskan Command, where I had an Army division as well as a numbered Air Force. So it was very strong operational experiences. Commanded the attack on Tripoli in 1986, as you may remember, April 15th, and where we attacked Gaddafi for his terrorism and the bombing of La Belle Discotheque in Berlin. So that was the largest at that time anti-terrorism raid. Retired after 35 years in the Air Force and ran a nonprofit called Business Executives for National Security for 4 years. And that's where I got into the radio and television. I ended up probably 20 years in television, 16 and a half with Fox News. Right after 9/11, but before that, I was doing all the networks. And then when Fox fired me because of my strong support of President Trump, it was kind of an indication of which direction Fox was going and Rupert Murdoch's relationship with George Soros, et cetera. So I spent a lot of time in the media, but that's it. I'm the chairman of a cloud company I briefly mentioned to you, an edge cloud, which means we go to the edge of the battlefield and can ingest all the data in the battle space, from satellites to fighters to unmanned drones, et cetera.
Well, fantastic. And, I would add Patriot. I would add that you're...
That's where I got my cyber warfare background.
And I would add to that.
That's what we're going to talk about today.
And I would add to that list that you're a patriot. And I think that's about one of the highest compliments I can give somebody. And that's, I think you've proven yourself that. Let's go backwards just quickly. I can't let it just gloss over. Cuban Missile Crisis, you were involved with that with escorting. I don't know what exactly you were doing. How close were we to World War in the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Well, we were. I didn't realize it. We were a lot closer. I went down 2 days before President to Key West, flying 104s off the 3 miles off the shore of Cuba. And as it's turned out, as history is, they had nuclear weapons on those missiles they put in there. And they could have launched them on the U.S. So we were extraordinarily close to a nuclear conflagration there. And we didn't realize, fully appreciate it at that time. But as the Soviet Union came apart and information came out, it came out that those weapons were down there, nuclear weapons, right off our shore, could have hit the U.S., and that was before the ICBMs came in. And that was October of 1961. Or was it 62? October of 62. Yeah, it was October of 62. And as I say, I went in there 2 days before President Kennedy spoke and was flying right off the island. And then he came by after it was over, and I still remember him, Daniel, in front of my airplane as he reviewed. We had about six fighter squadrons on Boca Chica there at Key West driving. He took a review of all the aircraft, and he had that top down that he was later killed in. It's cataloged. They don't use it. But, you know, he saluted every one of us, and we were all lined up on different runways. We had so many fighters there. That was quite an experience.
Is that a surreal memory now? About a year right after that, he was assassinated. I mean, is that kind of just indelibly marked in your brain? I mean, what are you feeling there as you recall that?
Well, it is surreal because when I came back from there, I went to Vietnam. And so I went to Vietnam in early 63, and he was killed in November of 63, and we had just lost, I think, President Zim was assassinated by the CIA, as it turns out. But I was on an operation out in the Kamau Peninsula in a tent where I'd fly out of and do the marking of the targets. But the word came down while I was getting briefed that President Kennedy had been assassinated in Dallas. That was memorable, to say the least, and probably surreal is the best description, Daniel.
What, the term deep state is now almost common lingo now and understood by at least half of America, I would say. Back then, what was the reaction? When you heard that, were you thinking, oh, I guess Lee Harvey Oswald did it, Walter Cronkite told me, or did you think Russia did it, or do you think deep state was involved? I mean, what was in your mind as a soldier back then?
Well, of course, I was at the edge of the world. We didn't have CNN or Fox or any of the daily news networks. And you're right, it was what Walter Cronkite said. Of course, being in an operational mode over there, I wasn't listening to any of them. So I wasn't at the time fully privy to all the intrigue that went on about it, and had to read it when I came back because there was just no Stars and Stripes was all we had. And we were lucky to have that. No radio, nothing. So I really didn't form an opinion until later in life. And I have one, but I don't really want to talk about it. But the Warren Commission may or may not have come up with the right answer. We don't know.
Let's move on to a little more current thing. Like I said, I get a lot of media that comes across my desk, my email, my phone, text, what have you. The most important, looking in retrospect, the most important thing that I saw was your interview about Hammer and Scorecard. You're a cyber warfare expert, you're an operational expert at the highest levels of government. Tell us a little bit about Hammer and Scorecard, what we just saw, your reaction to the election.
Well, Hammer and Scorecard were top secret SAP special access programs that the CIA had developed right after 9/11 to listen in on the Taliban and the radical Islamists. On the 3rd of February, it was started in about 2003, completed by a chap by the name of Dennis Montgomery, a brilliant IT person. On the 3rd of February 2009, and if people remember, it was the 20th of January, in accordance with our Constitution of 2009, that President Obama took over. 2 weeks after he took over, John Brennan and Jim Clapper — Brennan was in the National Security Council at that time, he hadn't taken over the CIA yet — and Clapper was his director of national security, the DNI. They moved the hammer out of CIA headquarters to Fort Washington, Maryland. And then they proceeded to listen to U.S. citizens, which our listeners must understand, the CIA is not authorized to listen to U.S. citizens. And there's a reason. The FBI must do that, and they must do it in accordance with certain laws. But in this case, they were listening to U.S. citizens. A lot of them were justices of the Supreme Court and a whole host of judges in that. And the Obama administration was building a case with judges of what was going on in the country in their private matters. Entirely against it. And Dave Janda had me on in March 17th, I think it was, or 19th of 2017. I had just gotten word to a good friend of mine, Admiral, four-star, retired, is now deceased, Ace Lyons, what they were doing and that they were listening to up in 2017 now. President Trump is president, and they were listening to what President Trump was doing and had been during his campaign and even during his conditions now as president. And so I exposed this, and little did I know, but we found out later from the text messages, Peter Stroke wrote his paramour and Lisa Page that someone had mentioned Hammer and what they were doing. And so we went through that. But getting back on point, on the 1st of November this year, 3 days before the election, or 2 days before the election, I was informed that they were going to use Hammer and a new application, Scorecard, which would change votes. And it could do it. And what it does, it takes the differential and makes the person who you're supporting, in this case Biden, gives them 3% more votes when the votes move through to where they're gathered up, accumulated. Now, normally, the company that Dominion that does the voting, they're not hooked up to the internet. We are now finding that a lot of them were hooked up to the internet in different ways. But they were using a former top secret technology to change the votes. As a matter of fact, Obama and Biden did it in 2012. That's how they won in 2012, how they won Florida. They manipulated the vote counting. And now I was just finding out on the 1st of November, almost 60 days ago, that they used it in the primaries, and that's how Biden won. You know, everybody talks about, well, he got the minority vote in South Carolina and that. Remember, I think the highest he got, he was fourth through Iowa and New Hampshire and heads down to South Carolina. And then he had a run on the ones after. Well, they just used scorecard, hammer and scorecard. And they were manipulating the vote counts. So I went on Steve Bannon's show on the second, the day before the election, with, of all people, Sidney Powell. She was a co-host with Steve. And I said, they are taking this top-secret sensor technology, and they're going to manipulate the vote. And in all probability, the president's going to lose. And, you know, one show, and who's this general? He doesn't know anything about voting or that. And I'll be the first to tell you, I've learned a lot about voting, but I didn't then. But most of all, I know about cyber warfare, because for the last 25 years, I've been working these kinds of things. It's more than that. It's probably the last 30 years. And cyber warfare is dominant in my programs with an edge cloud company, so that the adversaries can't get into the business. And this stunned me. Of course, we said it, and lo and behold, a day later, what happens? Polls close at the normal time, but then they quit. While you're watching television, they quit reporting at 2:30 in the morning. There were five states at 2:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The TV broadcast reported that Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia have decided to cease vote counting operations and will continue the following day. Well, this unanimous decision to intentionally stop counting by all five battleground states is unprecedented, and it demonstrated prior coordination by the election officials in the battleground states. So all of a sudden, and this is information that I found from affidavits and that, I know what they were doing. They were manipulating the data. The polls closed at 7 o'clock or whatever it was. And as the vote counts were all up all night, and normally it's around 11 o'clock, you have a feel of who won the election. Well, it didn't, but what shocked me was Fox News, which I was watching, and but no longer working for them. They come from their brain room or their war room, whatever they call it, and they predict, I live in Virginia, they predict 10 minutes after the polls close, that Vice President Biden has won. And I say, my goodness, how do they know that quick?
I mean, good question.
You've got to be kidding me. And then, but Virginia wasn't a battleground state per se, and people kind of know it's certainly gone blue in certain times here. And all of a sudden, it was later that I found out that those five states, battleground states, had said they were going to quit voting. And now everybody has seen what happened down in Georgia when they chased people out even earlier. And then they started pulling these votes from underneath the table. And they went through that in other states. The one I like most is I took from a speech that President Trump made, in which he said that in Michigan at 06:31, he said this in a speech, Daniel, at 06:31, not 30, 06:31 on the 4th of November, 149,772 votes came in for Biden. Wow. That's, first of all, for our listeners, that's a very precise number. 149,772 at 06:31. So if you're in my business and understand that, the president is getting accurate data from somewhere. I'm not part of that. I am just a civilian now, retired military, that took an oath of office to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. and I repeat that, foreign and domestic. You know, Daniel, the founding fathers did not know about cyber warfare, clueless on it. 1770s, 80s, clueless about it. But they were clever enough to know about enemies, foreign and domestic, and put certain responsibilities in the Constitution to guard against them. And in that, I'm kind of going to lead in our audience to where I think we're going to have to go. I know what we're trying to do and what the president, I'm assuming, is trying to do on keep within the Constitution, and he must. But it was so, as the data has come in, and even today, you're reading the newspaper, last night I read it, that there's no evidence of fraud in the voting. Please.
Pause one second.
Anybody who says that.
Yeah, exactly. Pause 1 second, General. We got about, 40 seconds before the break, so I don't want to, this is very important what you're saying now. I don't want to segment it. Let me ask you just really quick. What goes through your mind on election night when you're seeing this and now as you're kind of researching and putting the pieces together? If you're going to rate this in DEFCON, what DEFCON are we for the state of our republic, the danger to our republic? I mean, what is going through your mind about this whole deal?
Well, it's treason. One word. It is treason. Trying to overthrow a government.
Is it insurrection?
And yes. It is treason. Wow. And the Insurrection Act. Now, this is the most dangerous situation.
There's the music.
The Civil War.
Wow, this is a fantastic interview with General McInerney, a patriot, one of my heroes. I go through a lot of media. I'm very honored to have him on. He's come with us. After the break, we'll get into so much more. Where do we go from here? What are we looking at? Why does Barr say there's no evidence? The whole deal. What's Fox News' deal? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I'd like to encourage everybody to check out thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your support, and you're welcome for what we do. We don't get a check from George Soros to broadcast this, to bring you General McInerney. We get checks from you, and that's why we like it, because it keeps us independent. We don't have somebody looking over our shoulder. We have people censoring us. We do have that, but nobody's looking over our shoulder and tapping me on the shoulder when I say certain things. They just censor us, but that's another story. Independent media has never been more important, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of specials over at the Power Mall. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be, and a lot of the great products at thepowermall.com. Get your immune system right, ladies and gentlemen. Health is your responsibility. We're talking to General McInerney, and... He has become really quite prolific with doing interviews, especially around this election. Again, probably the most important interview I saw pre-election is his work on Hammer and Scorecard and revealing this and what he's been told about the election and what was about to happen. He has proved to be incredibly accurate, incredibly important. Why isn't every major media news station not talking about this, all corporate media, they should be nonstop. This is about all they should be talking about and digging into it, at least investigating it. They're not even bringing it up anymore. And that's disturbing. I asked the general before the break, you know, how, if you're going to, are we at DEFCON 1 for the state of our republic? Where are we? Is this more dangerous than the Civil War? Is this the most dangerous time since Britain invaded Boston Harbor? What is it? What level of concern, what DEFCON are we at for our republic right now, General?
Well, I'm reluctant to that we're at the most serious stage, and for the people that don't understand the DEFCON nomenclature, it is the highest danger we are at. And what I want to say is, it is more dangerous than the Civil War. It is more probably dangerous than anything to include the Revolutionary War, as fragile as we were. And simply because, and you were elucidating about it, the mainstream media is not reporting how serious this is. The mainstream media is ignoring it. So the average American doesn't understand how difficult we are in what a position, because there will be no election 4 years from now, despite what people think. They have gotten control. Look at what they're doing, for instance, in California, New York, New Jersey, these other states. These governors are locking them down. People must realize the Wuhan virus, or the Chinese COVID-19, as we all know, COVID-19 was deliberately put in by the Chinese. And why do I say that? Well, I say it because if you look when it came into the U.S., it was really last December, January, initial, and then March, we finally locked down. But what did we have in last December and January, a year ago? We had at this time, the nation was involved in what? An impeachment exercise. And the Democratic Party was using that impeachment because they knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. They didn't have the votes, wasn't even close in the Senate. So why did they do that? Well, I do believe it was done to be tactical deception. We were focusing on that. And then, of course, that enables all this mail-in balloting, which comes across. And I think we're hearing, well, let's talk about mail-in balloting.
Hold on. Let me ask you, General, let me ask you one question before we go to that.
Yes.
I'm hearing from people, you're talking about the state of our country. I'm hearing from even my relatives. I have these discussions with them, and they'll say, well, you know, maybe we can keep the Senate. We can keep this off, and people will see what socialism's like, and then in 4 years we'll get somebody else, and we'll know, and then we'll throw this off. And I'm like, are you crazy? I mean, what would you say to somebody like that? I just don't see it. They just stole the most prominent election in the history of the world. What makes you think some midterm election is going to do anything? Anyway, what would you say to somebody who thinks that way?
Well, I would say they don't understand what's going on. But look at the examples. We had deliberately set in biological warfare by the Chinese. Whether it's right or wrong, it was biological warfare. President Xi knew it was coming. He didn't isolate, tell us, and look what happened. Now, look at what's going on in New York, in California, in New Jersey. Look at these and many of these other states, these lockdowns that are coming in. We're putting the middle-class Americans that own restaurants, gyms, beauty salons, et cetera, we're putting them out of business, so they're dependent upon the government. And that's the step to socialism, which is the front door, and then you're communist. And it's not going to be any more voting, whether they like it or not. And if they disagree with us, they say, well, why don't you go out to dinner and have dinner at a restaurant? Well, our restaurants are all locked up. Your restaurants are locked up. How about school for your kids? Well, they aren't going to school. Do they see what has happened, what that virus has done, and how the control, and it's all in these government, in these democratic states, what they're trying to do? And that's why they were so blatant. They wanted power so much that it is just so obvious. Let me give you some examples that I think are important. Pennsylvania. The state of Pennsylvania mailed out, because of COVID-19, 1.8 million ballots sent out to members. They got back 2.5 million ballots. That's 700,000. Now, someone had a printing press, Daniel. But this is true in all these other states. What's going on? These things that have happened. You see what's going down in Georgia now. I mean, I don't think it matters how many Republicans are going to vote, because they're always going to put scorecard and they're going to lose by 3%.
Hey, we're seeing
Americans get it.
We're seeing reports out of Georgia now that the pipe burst, all that. We know that's a total fraud. We see the video. We're now hearing reports that the Chinese actually hacked through the smart thermostats by the internet, by Wi-Fi, into these Dominion machines and was tracking and being able to manipulate votes in real time. Is that true? What are you hearing about that?
I'm hearing the same thing.
Whoa.
But I haven't seen it in an affidavit. But it's a whole host of these things.
Whoa.
And the reason they did, I listened to Sidney Powell today and WMAL here in the local D.C., Northern Virginia area. And she was pointing out that the states do not, and it's primarily the battleground states, but there are others, do not let people come in and investigate their voting machines. They don't want transparency. What we're talking about right now is transparency. The American people want to have a fair election. And whether the consequences of being communist, whether they may agree with us or not, I think they're terribly naive if they don't. The influence that China has in the United States, China does not want four more years of President Trump. They do not want President Trump. Now, why? Well, because he's bringing them to task. He's bringing jobs back to the United States. China was heavily involved with this. North Korea was. Russia was. Iran was. Iraq, for instance, was. There are a whole host of other nations that were involved with this. And 2 years ago, September 12, 2018, President Trump issued an executive order. And that says that he would declare a national emergency if foreigners influence any elections in the United States. That has, in fact, happened. And the publication of that executive order is well known. The media does not talk about it. And let me get back on the point of the founding fathers did not understand cyber warfare, but they understood enemies, foreign and domestic, in which I swore an oath and to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, as did President Trump, as did so many other people, as did Barack Obama, as did Joe Biden. So we now have someone, and it's the same people that did the Russian collusion, it's the same people that did the impeachment, and it's the same people that did this massive cyber warfare, the largest in history, attack on our democratic voting system. And it was primarily in six states. And so it's very important that people understand this. And if it's so obvious, why isn't the mainstream media talking about it? Because they're complicit. I worked for Fox for 16 and a half years. And what I saw that night when they were making their announcements, and then they called Arizona.
They called it before CNN or MSNBC. I mean, MSNBC hadn't even called it. It was crazy.
Correct. So they are complicit in this treasonous activity. They don't talk about it. I don't watch Fox anymore because they don't talk about the no one looks into it. No one investigates it. When it went to the Supreme Court, Texas sued them and had 18 other states also suing them. The Supreme Court turned it down for lack of standing on the 11th of December.
Laughable.
Now, Daniel, lack of standing. They didn't look at any of the evidence. They took a technicality. So we have, unfortunately, members of the Supreme Court, in my opinion, are complicit.
Well, maybe Obama got a lot of information when they were using Hammer to spy on him in 2009. Maybe they got a lot of information on Roberts. Let me ask you a pointed.
Justice.
I'm going to ask you a pointed question, because we often put this in terms of almost like a football team, Republican, Democrat, what have you. But Barr, who is supposedly the quintessential Republican representative, says there's no, he's seen no evidence of election fraud. I guess he's blind, or he sent Stevie Wonder to go check it out. I don't know. We see the Supreme Court on an original jurisdiction case between states refuses to hear a case, refuses to even look at the evidence, which is a, I don't know if people realize, I mean, you are talking about shaking the foundation of our union. You are talking about shaking the foundation of a constitution, because if a state has no remedy, a legal remedy, with a conflict between another state, then what's their only remedy? If they're sovereign states, the only remedy is now guns. I mean, I'm not saying this. This is what the founding fathers, when they were debating this, that's why they put that in there, so these states wouldn't be fighting with each other. You're seeing Barr said there's nothing to see here. The Supreme Court refusing to see a case which is obviously, I mean, so freaking obviously in their jurisdiction, and they have to hear it. I mean, or we don't have a republic anymore. Refusing to hear it. I mean, how deep is this? I'm getting the impression that it is, we're neck deep in this, maybe even to our eyeballs deep in this.
I think we're maybe at the top of our head, Daniel. The fact is that we are uncovering is the word I was hunting for, things that we didn't realize. The corruption in the U.S. government, in the mainstream media, in the government itself, the deep state, where you have the Attorney General of the United States says he did not see any amount of corruption or fraudulent voting that would have changed it. I mean, right there, he is complicit. Right there, I mean, the FBI, this was so massive, so many people were involved, that, and I believe 2 years ago, the president got wind of it. This has been in the plans for a long time. Why would President Obama, when he left office, move 3 miles or less as the crow flies to a home in D.C. and put a SCIF, a secret compartmented information facility, in his own home, and Valerie Jarrett move and her husband move in with him? Why would he do that? Why would President Obama, for instance, form a nonprofit group called the Organization for Action, OFA, and hire, for instance, 14 field organizations of 32,525 Marxist and socialist staff members set up in 50 state offices? Why would George Soros give him $40 million to do this? Now, this was back right after he left office 4 years ago, somewhat less. Why would he put these efforts into that? And so he refused to initially endorse Biden because he knows Biden was, and the president said it right, was Sleepy Joe. And he supported Obama, Kamala Harris, because she's a Marxist. So all this was well laid out. Now, the reason I'm saying that, there had to be leaks. And I do believe that there were leaks. I do believe that the FBI, if they didn't get it and DOJ didn't get it, then they were deliberately, absolutely deliberately missing it, trying not to know this.
Quick question before we go forward. George Soros' name, I hear it's almost like the boogeyman. You know, you hear his name more than Santa Claus this season. Why is George Soros still walking around a free man?
Beats me.
Or it's really the same. I guess it's the same question.
I mean, they've got so much on him. Look how much money he's been funneling into these attorney generals in these different states that are Marxists. You know, look at Los Angeles today. Look what they did in San Francisco. You look at what's going on throughout the country and these people that he's backing. I think, well, my concern is, what has the FBI been doing? What have they been doing? Setting up Russian collusion and the wrong thing. They haven't been protecting America. Now, this is very disturbing. This is very disturbing what's happening.
Do you think America's getting the picture of this? Do you think through all this, America's finally seeing, oh, my God, wait a minute. Nobody's for us. They're all in on this. They're all traitors. I mean, is America finally starting to maybe get this a little bit?
I don't know. We're going to find out come the 6th, 5th and 6th of January.
Okay. We got about... Go ahead.
Well, the Electoral College meets for the approval of the Congress to approve Vice President Biden, even though we know those five or six states had fraudulent voting. The states have not let people get in on it. Now, if that doesn't work, then the president has got to use the tools constitutional of martial law. In martial law, he can suspend habeas corpus. He must activate the Insurrection Act. And the reason he needs to do that is because we know, once the American people realize this, that Black Lives Matter and Antifa are going to start rioting in every city in the country. Every city in the country, you're going to have riots. And they're laid in for this. So that way we need the military, who have posse comitatus limitations, meaning they can't be used in law enforcement, per se, unless you're a National Guard. Then you can, provided the government calls you out. So we're going to have that. And the reason I say martial law, because these Democratic governors already showed us in Oregon, in New York, in New Jersey, in Chicago, that they are not going to maintain law and order. All this rioting that's gone on so far, and Black Lives Matter, we know, is a Marxist organization that's got over $1 billion now on money and people giving it to them, not understanding. They don't care about black lives. They're socialist. They're communist. And so all these things are going to happen. So I believe the president is going to have to institute, and he can declare martial law. And do those things, set up military tribunals. He's going to have to do that.
All right, let's talk about that for a second. I'm getting the impression the people around him, you know, I have had other people contacts. I do have some contacts fairly close to the president who have told me that the people around him, the lawyers around him, are cowards. They are really co-opted. He's not getting that good of advice by a lot of the people around him. He does have Flynn around him now. Sidney Powell at times is able to get through. I'm getting the impression almost that I don't think he's going to go that way. Am I wrong? I mean, I hope I am, but I get the impression I don't think he will.
If he doesn't, then he is committing treason himself if he doesn't suppress this. He took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. He must take all actions against the enemies that are doing foreign and domestic, unless he doesn't think that this wasn't, and he knows it was a landslide for him. He says it all the time. But I'm worried about the people around him, too. Now, what I don't know is if this is Kabuki, and they're setting up, because the names of the people involved, we've discussed some of them. I mean, they are... Kamala Harris said yesterday, that President Trump, they're trying to do a coup d'etat. Well, they are taking, it was like the Russian collusion. Hillary was the one that was colluding with the Russians.
Right, it's called transference. It's a mental disorder. Yeah, they're transferring what they're doing to other people, yeah.
That's how the communists do it. They transfer what they're doing, as you say, to other people are doing this. But the American people must understand. We must get transparent. You see, when you take those actions, I would then have people testify. And the reason you want to take away the habeas corpus is so they don't lawyer and run it up. And if people are going to leak. A person moving ballots through three or four times is not creating treason. He is doing fraudulent activity and other things. The ringleaders of this that have created this are committing treason. That's the death penalty. They must be treated as such. But once someone starts to sing to save their lives and to protect themselves and to get relief, then a bunch of them are going to sing. I don't know what Attorney General Barr's role is in this. I just don't know.
Well, see, you've hit exactly what I've said for I don't know. As soon as I saw that video of those people in Georgia taking the ballots out from under the tables, the one lady that had her name, the black lady with the hair who had her name on her sweatshirt, I said they knew who that was. I said right there, you get that woman in a room and you put her feet to the fire, and I promise you she will sing like a canary. That is exactly what they should do. There's the music. Stay tuned. I hope you can stay another. You got to stay another segment, General. This is explosive. General McInerney on the other side. You are listening to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know where you'd rather be, but don't go anywhere. What will January 20th look like? We'll ask on the other side. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.